Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday, welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon. And, you know, we're in that beneficial time of year where we've got, you know, thank the good Lord in heaven, we have a 2025 ahead of us that is going to be incredibly exciting to cover. I am so happy to be able to take a quick break, you know, with the Christmas, the holidays, to go see family, but to get right back to work in 2025 and to celebrate everything that is coming. We kind of talked about second Christmas coming around the corner on January 20th. But our YouTube live chat poll for today, we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas stuff in and out of the show this afternoon. We're all back on Monday, so that'll be our last show before the holiday season. We've got a really exciting Christmas Eve special planned for you during our showtime. And then the Annie Fry Show Christmas special happens. And I guess I'm probably pretty partial, but I have it on. I have 97.1 on in the car everywhere I'm going on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, because it's just a nice, cozy place to be. And it's all special Christmas programming by our show. 97.1 says, here's the keys to Christmas, and we take it and run with it.
Yeah, starting Christmas Eve. It's at 6 o'clock, I think, Christmas Eve, through all of Christmas Day.
Mark Reardon is going to be doing something fun on Christmas Eve as well. Ethan, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so in the 5 o'clock hour on Christmas Eve, with the hope to kind of start getting people ready for, you know, just everything going on that night, and then, of course, for your guys' special, Mark is going to be playing Christmas music. He's going to be DJing.
He's going to DJ.
That's where he kind of got his start in radio back during his days at Mizzou, so he is very excited for that, and he's been putting a lot of time and effort into the music he's going to be playing. It's going to be a lot of original stuff, so he's kind of.
What do you mean original stuff?
It's original Christmas music,
not Mark Reardon originals.
No, not Mark Reardon.
Dang it!
No.
I thought he had
a band.
Had to clarify there.
Was a one man band?
That would be something. But yeah, he's really excited for that. So yeah, he's looking forward to that.
So that'll be Christmas Eve, and then our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day special takes over, and we're really excited about that. Our YouTube live chat poll for today is one that I think is a fun one, but I think it's also kind of it's a cool question to think about, because we all have our favorite Christmas songs. You go through the Christmas season, and I think we all get particularly annoyed by specific renditions of specific songs. War is over. Yes, we know.
Yep.
But there are usually Christmas songs, and I'm not talking about like specific artists, specific renditions, so on and so forth. I'm talking about that one. A lot of times I think it's Christmas carols, but not for everybody. That one that really, really touches us the most, and it's kind of got that extra personal element to it. So we're asking you, which of our favorite songs is the best? So let's talk a little bit about what our favorite Christmas songs are. And I'm going to start, and whatever. You guys can talk about which ones are your favorite and kind of explain to why it is that one is particularly of interest to you. Mine is O Come All Ye Faithful. And there's something about O Come All Ye Faithful to me that really embodies the the purpose of Christmas. You know, the birth of Christ is celebrated. If you're a Christian and you're celebrating Christmas as a Christian holiday, maybe you're somebody who is an Easter Christmas churchgoer or whatever, but when you go into church and you sit down and you sing these traditional Christmas carols, I think it's really powerful to sit down and think about the words that some of these songs that seem as old as time. But O Come All You Faithful for me is particularly of interest to me because when I was a little girl, we would always go to my mom's parents' house on Christmas Eve. That was when my mom's family got together. We all got together at my grandma and grandma's house. And there was a period of time where we used to go to their... Grandma always played bells, handbells. And I played handbells for a little bit of time while I was in grade school, mostly because Grandma did. And it was really important to her. Like, Monday night was bell choir night. If you wanted to go with Grandma on somewhere on Monday, you had to work around bells or it didn't happen. But she would always, the bell choir would always play, and it was always so beautiful. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, which is just a wonderful church. It's where I was baptized. I was 1984. And we would go to that church and we would worship there, and then we would go to Grandma's house. And, you know, when you're like a 5-year-old kid and you're worshiping and you're like, there are Christmas presents coming and there are cookies and stuff, you're like sitting in church like, okay, baby Jesus, yay. Let's get to move on. But there was something always that would suck me in the middle of that worship service that it's almost like I can close my eyes. I can sense the level of the lighting that was in the sanctuary among all of the people who are worshiping there. But the thing that I can hear the most, and this chokes me up every time, O Come All You Faithful is sung in church, but I can hear my grandpa singing. And the thing about O Come All You Faithful that really touches me is it's the line in there, it says, sing choirs of angels. And it talks about all ye citizens of heaven above. And like, okay, so yes, I'm a Christian and I've talked about this a lot. And we've talked earlier in the show about talking about being Christian. So we're really just going in ham on this right now. But when you're thinking about the birth of Christ and you're also a little kid and you're thinking about presents and everything, there's just so much emotion that exists there. But that line pushes me over the top every time. When I think about singing with choirs of angels, but I also think about the citizens of heaven above, I think about my grandpa and I can hear him. If you've been raised in a church and you ever sat with, I mean, okay, I'm just going to out like the good old Lutheran, like old German Lutheran way of listening to a man sing a hymn in church. That might mean something to you. I bet it's the same for Catholics. I bet it's the same for Baptists. I bet it's the same for everybody out there. My experience is the German Lutheran tradition. But if you are in a position to raise your families, to raise your children, so that one day your children and your children's children can remember what it was like for you to sing in church, what a gift. And I think for me, O Come All You Faithful, it's not so much about the song. It's a wonderful song and I love it. I can't sing. I didn't think I'd be able to get all the way through this, but I can't sing the song without, that is the song I participate in church that I feel what I'm singing the most. And when I think about the citizens of heaven above, which I will one day be, which my children will one day be, that's the whole purpose of the story of the birth of Christ for me. That's why O Come All You Faithful is my favorite song.
My story's not quite as good as that.
Good luck.
Sorry.
But Silent Night is just a great Christmas song that I enjoy. And whenever, and it's really not associated with this, but it is in my head, that when I sing it, I think about sitting in the snow as a kid where everything's real quiet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. Like, it's Silent Night. I guess that's really the only connection is
checks
that
out.
Word. But it's a nice memory because it's so calm and it reminds me of the song. That's really it all it is.
I think that the quiet and the silence, especially if you have had the privilege of falling asleep right before Santa Claus comes, and you know, when you go to bed right before Santa Claus comes, how peaceful and quiet everything is and how exciting and how over the top it's going to be when the celebration occurs, there's something very biblical about that moment, too.
Yeah.
Ethan?
So mine was O Holy Night. And similar to you, Annie, in that there's just a lyric that kind of just gets you because of the significance behind it. There's a couple of different songs, some Christmas, some just worship in general, that there's just a line or two that'll just get me. And it's almost this recognition of the power behind those lines. And in O Holy Night, when it says, fall on your knees and hear the angel voices, the thought of that, there were people that lived on this earth that looked up in the sky at one night and saw a sky full of angels just singing at the birth of a baby is one of the most, it's just very overwhelming. One makes me feel very small, but also it makes me in a beautiful way fearful of our God and how powerful he is. At his birth, as a baby, willing to go into human form, that there was this massive celebration in heaven that that the beginning of the ultimate sacrifice had begun. And I think that just based on, like, as I'm singing this, I just, all these emotions start to come based off of all of those thoughts. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
That's a great story, too. Brad? Your choice?
So mine is the last one on the list. It's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And the reason that I really like this is, so Ethan was talking a little bit about that healthy, amazing fear of God. But this is all about God's comfort. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born this Christmas day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy. The song assumes that there is an underlying dismay that every man has. And like, as a young man, I didn't really understand that because I was wrapped up in Christmas, like you were saying. I was a kid, presents and cookies and grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and all that other stuff. And that's what it was to me. But as I matured and as I got older and when I became a Christian, one of the things that really got me was is that God came to earth in human form, lived a full life, and then died on the cross to pay for not just my sins, but the sin debt of the whole world. And it, before we had that, we didn't have salvation. Before you have that, you don't have the hope that you would think that you would have. And this song has always provided me great comfort. And what's ironic about it is when I would hear it when I was little, I would hear the line about Satan's power, and that would scare me. And now it's just the opposite.
Well, that's what a peace that will pass all understanding will do. I think Christmas, the pace and the speed with which Christmas happens, there's always this part of the Christmas season where it's usually like when you get in the midst of it. And I've done this both ways, celebrating Christmas with my family, especially after I have kids. I remember one Christmas holiday where Christmas was over and my husband and I looked at each other and we're like, we missed the whole thing. We spent the whole time worrying about being in the places, trying to satisfy all the people who wanted us to be where we wanted to be and when. And it was so put upon us by ourselves. It wasn't put upon us by anyone else. We just felt all of this obligation to meet all of these needs and all of these demands. And it was interesting to reflect at the end of that and think, in our own busyness, in our own, you know, box checking from our list that we were checking twice, we missed the whole purpose of Christmas. And, you know, all of these songs kind of have a common understanding of peace. And also that idea that you can turn over anything that is causing you anxiety, causing you pain, causing you loneliness. You can, it's not that those things cease to exist on Christmas. And in fact, there are people who experience them exponentially during the holiday season. But usually, you know, Ryan, to your point of what you were talking about, like that silence and that calm and that peace that exists is where, if you are hopefully patient enough, if you're able to just kind of let go of the burdens that we put on ourselves, you'll often find that peace is just sitting there staring at you, just waiting for you to feel it, to be willing to feel it, to stop pushing it away because it's there. And the Christmas season is really about that. The Christmas season is really about the opposite of what we are inclined to make of it. And we get into these conversations, you know, playfully on the radio show. We'll get into these conversations about like the most annoying Christmas songs. And in the midst of, there's nothing wrong with that, but in the midst of our needing to buy all the gifts and to be all the places and to bake all the things and to do all the stuff, we can very quickly and easily miss the ultimate joy that comes from Christmas, which is generally still. It's a stillness that exists because we have confidence in what is to come. And when you realize that what is to come has been cared for already for you, taken upon, that all the burdens that you feel, it's on someone else, and it's been cared for, it's been done. The loneliness you feel will be taken care of. The pressure that you feel, you know, a lot of people right now are feeling the pressure of a tough economy. All of that will be relieved from you, and you just get to, you are blessed to sit and take it in and celebrate. And a lot of times for me, I get to feel that the most when it's quiet, when it's still, when it's calm. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we can do some next question, do some ask us anything. I want to take phone calls. We can do that at 2 o'clock. Lots more coming on the Annie Fry Show. Please go vote and tell us why you voted in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll the way you voted. Our four favorite songs, and those are why. And of course, if you vote for one because what we said touched you or whatever, we just want to know what you think is your favorite of our songs. And then make sure you tell us what your favorite is if yours isn't listed here in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back. Welcome back to...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do the Annie Fry Show, the YouTube live chat poll. We just got done explaining what our favorite Christmas songs are and why, and we want your votes. So if you go to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll, you can vote for Silent Night, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, O Come All You Faithful, or O Holy Night. If you just heard us talking about it, then you know which song is which. The funny thing is that each of us got to pick our favorite song based on order. And Ethan got back to me first, then Ryan, then Brad, and there were duplicates that were suggested among us. So we picked some of the same songs. So there's really not a loser in any of these songs. These are all fantastic songs.
Yeah, and I will say that last year I chose O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, well, and got absolutely trounced.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you saw Ender's comment. Oh, come. Oh, wait. No, that's not the right one. Gosh, what did I see? There it is. JS3 said, none of the above. Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel.
See, but that would have been my one vote.
Yeah, so you'd have gotten one.
Yeah. Well, I think I did get about 10%
last year. That I will quote Ryan when I was asking him about this. And he said, last year I picked Oh, Come, Oh, Come, Emmanuel, and I got trounced. And I said, well, you can pick that again. He goes, no, I want to win this year.
But it is versions of that song that I do like the best. Because there are versions of it that I'm like, I can take it or leave it. But the really good ones, I love them. So it's not totally inaccurate to say that we're picking kind of the brand of the song, not just a particular version of the song.
Yeah, just like the overall, like that's the Christmas song.
Yeah, and so there are versions of that that I'm like, eh. So you could say that it's really not my favorite because I don't love all versions of it.
All right, let's get to next question.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
First question is for Ryan Wiggins. Is that really Kamala's laugh, or is that Kamala's impersonator's laugh?
No, that's really Kamala.
Okay, because it sounds like the impersonator, which I guess is a compliment to her.
Yeah, no, that's really her.
First real question. Two or three of the Christmas songs you'd get rid of if you could.
Oh, man. There are some of the... Okay. I'm going to go back to a... We were doing the retire segment. Things you would just retire forever in 2025. Any Christmas song that is about war. So I'm going to stick with that.
I want you to rewrite that. I want you to get into ChatGPT. I know that whatever I said to you was voice to texted weird, but I want you to ChatGPT a new Christmas song that is only about war.
It's just war. Actually, that might be fun.
It would be really fun. And
yeah.
Ryan, you would write that before ChatGPT, so you could just do it yourself. But I thought cheating would be easier for you.
It would be easier, but I still don't even have time to do that. The songs that I'm thinking of offhand are War Is Over, of course, by John Lennon. That's not the name of it, but that's what gets repeated. And then Someday at Christmas, Men Will Be Free. And they're like, playing with toys like kids play with bombs. I had that backwards, but that's the way it's something like that. And
that's how I remember
then
it.
I think there's another one, and I think it's Grown Up Christmas List. Also mentions war, and it's brief. But
is Christmas Shoes a song?
Yeah, Christmas Shoes is a song.
Is that about like a mom dying?
You can get rid of that one.
I don't like that song.
They made it a movie with Rob Lowe.
I like Rob Lowe.
That song is by New Song, and that is a Christian band. But it's a story song.
Like I'm not mad at the story. I just don't. It's.
You hear it once, but that story, here's the thing. You can listen to songs over and over for years and not get sick of them. But that song is a story. So it's like watching an episode of a TV show. Once you've watched it, you could watch it again, maybe even a couple times.
What's the one you always bring up? Santa Claus is coming to town.
Bruce Springsteen.
It's like, put him out of his misery.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a broken record.
You kids been good this year?
Hey.
That's not many.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Hey.
Oh, it's so off key.
So you guys are going to have an issue with this.
You like that song?
I love that song.
Get out.
Boom. I love that song. And
go back to talking about
Holy
Night.
And I love Happy Christmas, War Is Over.
Oh!
I love both of those songs.
It's because you're Gen Z.
You know what? You can go listen to Yoko Ono on your own.
I don't know what that is.
Even better.
Oh,
John Lennon and Yoko Ono wrote that song.
Have you heard of Yoko Ono?
No.
You're kidding me.
No.
Would you be offended if somebody told you you were the Yoko Ono of this show?
No, because I don't know what it means.
That's
Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Do you do you know who the Beatles are?
Come on, Annie.
Okay.
Well, no, I know who the Beatles are, and I like songs by all the individuals, even after they went their own separate ways.
Big Ringo fan, big solo Ringo fan.
Well, that's the only one that really doesn't have anything. So, but no, I don't know who the
You're
Yoko
killing
guy
the
is.
People in the chat right now.
Oh, man.
Guys, I was born in 2000, okay?
Look, I was born in 81. John Lennon was already dead.
Yeah, but how far away was that from, like, the Beatles' prime at that point? It was, like, half the amount of time.
Okay, fine. Yoko Ono, by the way, is in that song, but she's so bad in it that the producers went in and had kids sing, "War Is Over," her.
Really?
Because she's so awful.
So wait,
I didn't know that.
You can still hear her.
Was it like
in
a romantic
song.
Interest or something? Or like, what was
No, they
the...
were married for years.
Yoko Ono and John Lennon became a thing, and then the question is, where did John Lennon's responsibilities and commitments lie?
I gotta look through the chat went from loving me to hating me in two takes.
Yeah, we need to say something good in a little bit. You can think
Woof.
About it. Brad, worst song.
Buzz your girlfriend.
Woof.
Yikes.
Man, there's so many lines in Home Alone that are like, that's how people used to talk.
So I think it's Paul McCartney, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Oh yeah, it's
I don't like that song.
I like it just because I like Paul.
I don't like, I think it's Bing Crosby, Happy Holidays. where, you know what song I'm talking about? He's like, Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, hate that song.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's like a part in there where he's like, loop-de-doo and dop-de-dop. And it's like, all right.
It's the words of the song. He's not just doing it.
Yeah, but it's like.
Loop-de-doo and loop-de-doo.
He skipped over. He was just drunk.
But I hate that song.
Let's go back to.
And then
Santa Claus is coming to town.
That was on my list, but you took it.
Because it's you.
Oh, not many.
You kids are going to get some cold.
You're not super familiar with the Polar Express movie?
No.
Because you sound like the one. Gosh, you sound like some of the elves.
Are you sure that some of the elves weren't trying to be Bruce Springsteen?
No, I have no idea.
Pretty sure everyone in that movie was Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
Okay.
Your question, next question.
My question is, do you burn easily?
Burn skin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Growing up, I'm T-shirt at the beach kid. And now I tan a lot. And I'm not really prepared for it. My mom tans a lot. And I never had that, those genetics. But I guess, I've heard this before, but having babies changes everything about your body. And I feel like now that I've had babies, I have a lot of freckles, too. So, what about you?
I wrote this question a couple weeks ago and then never asked
burned?
It because I went to Gulf Shores for the Thanksgiving weekend. And the pictures of me that weekend are embarrassing.
Because you're like a lobster?
I'm holding up a thumbs up with my son who's got a medal. And I look like I'd been drinking for 24 hours
straight. Did you wear sunscreen?
Yes, but not enough.
I don't believe you.
I sprayed it, but it was like a little can that was just about empty. And I thought, oh, we're not going to be out that long.
Sounds like it's a no.
No, I did. I just didn't
wear
enough.
Was that the only sunscreen in Gulf Shores, Florida? Or that Gulf Shores isn't Florida.
Alabama. That was the only sunscreen we had. Now, later, once I was already burned, I put on a lot. But
perfect.
It didn't matter.
It's like the government trying to do a shutdown at the end. It's like, a little too late for that one.
Yeah.
Brad?
I burn easily once at the very beginning of the year, and it's one of those days where it's kind of cool out and I've forgotten to put sunscreen on because I don't think, oh, I'm going to get sunburnt. It's like 65, and I'll get burned once.
I think it's more about the sun than the temperature.
It really is.
Like you can
no,
go
it's
out
true, because
right.
It was the same in Gulf Shores, and yeah. I'm thinking, oh, it's not that bad.
But my brain doesn't work like that, so it's like I got hit. Yeah, I'll get burnt once pretty bad, but usually I tan pretty well.
It's the same way in the mountains. Like they're really deceiving. Mm-hmm. If the sun's out in the mountains, it can be like 50 degrees sometimes, but like you'll end up getting really
especially if you're
burnt.
Closer to the sun.
You
redhead?
I burn badly. So we just went to Hawaii, and I got flack, I think, every day from my wife about like, have like, okay, let's go set up here. No, we can't set up there. We didn't have an umbrella or anything. So I need to have at least partial shade to be able to go back and forth.
Especially that close to the equator.
So, you know, I was kind of getting a little bit of heat. Like,
sounds like she's a good wife. She's caring for you.
Well, no, she was the one. She was like, let's set up here. And I was like, no, we got to be over by the shade. And she was like,
oh,
well, why do we have to be over? No,
she's
not. No.
She wanted her tan.
No, yeah. But she went in the shade.
You're like,
at all.
You don't understand.
Which she tans. She gets like really dark.
Yeah.
I do not.
Mm.
I get really red.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lobster.
And then after that, what happens?
And then after that, it just all sheds off. Gross.
Peels?
Yeah.
And then are you any more tan?
No. Never. Never.
You got a raw deal there.
People can't tell the difference between me in the winter and the summer, genuinely. Like, I mean, multiple times leading up, my dad's like, oh, you need to get a tan. I'm like, Dad, you've known me for all 24 years of my life.
You could probably blame him for some of that.
That's the thing. Yeah. Everyone else in my family, the girls had to force themselves to be able to get there. Like, they would sit in the sun for hours in the summer. But everyone else tans now. I'm the only one that doesn't.
Because you're so young.
I'm just a misfit.
That might happen. Brad, what about you? Next question.
So this is just this is actually more for my wife. My dog hurt his leg a little bit ago, and we...
A little bit ago?
Yeah.
And is this just a reminder to your wife to like pick up worm pills or
no,
something?
No. He's got a bad...
For a hurt leg?
He's got a bad wheel, and
last night
she said... Should we get him a leg brace? And I'm just wondering if I'm a weirdo for getting a leg brace for my dog.
I don't think anyone can make that decision other than you and your wife.
Yeah, I don't think the brace is weird. Now, if you got it a crutch and expected it to know how to use it, that'd be a little weird.
What? I've never seen a leg brace for a dog.
Have you seen those shoulder sleeves that you slide over for pitchers? That's like neoprene?
Uh-huh.
Think of that, but for his back leg.
How do you put that on a dog?
Why would it be weird to get a dog something that's going to make the dog better?
I don't know. People just judge you if you give health care to your dogs.
Since when do you care?
Ooh. Got him.
Yeah.
I would, literally no answer.
I wouldn't care.
Either way, okay. She's got you.
So...
It's not about winning.
One way you give it to peer pressure, and the other way you give health care to your dog.
If you want to care for your dog in a particular way, don't give a rat's patoot about what anyone else thinks about it.
I got to clarify. A couple people apparently weighed in on...
Rat's
They were, yeah. They're like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about a rat's butt?
Jack butt.
Jack butt.
Okay.
That was like, Jack Buck? What?
Oh. Happy Gilmore, got it.
Uh-huh. Can't say that word. I don't know. Maybe we can.
Actually, yesterday I was wrapping up Reardon's show, and Jimmy Fallon was playing in the evening, and they played a sounder of that, of Barker saying, "You suck, Jack," and they said, the
"Oh yeah."
So
Price is wrong.
Yeah. So no, they didn't use that one. But I wondered. I was like, well, there maybe
no,
that's confirmation.
You can. I just don't want to. We're PG. Every once in a while, we wink at PG-13 when Ryan gets out of control.
I need to finish this thought.
Bologna okay. sausage.
The a couple people were weighing in saying, what about war and, you know, referencing Christmas, actual wars that took place around Christmas?
For a Christmas song?
And I'm like, look, those songs aren't about that, first of all. But if you want to get real, real
what
technical.
What if it was about the Crusades?
Yeah. If you want to get technical, I'll say any song mentioning war that's a Christmas song after 1950. Because I heard the bells on
and
Christmas Day.
We're
going to
put Ethan in charge of what's good and what's not.
Yeah.
I'm getting overwhelmed very quickly.
Yeah.
Yoko Ono, what's that?
He's never heard
sounds
of
like
anybody.
You said
Yoko Ono, and he said, quote, I don't know what that is.
What that is.
Sounds like a weird version of eggnog or something.
Anything
like,
that
I'll
was
have
around
some whatever, I'm up for anything.
Before he was born, he doesn't know. Like,
I'll have
I mentioned Limp Bizkit the other day, and he's like, what the hell is
Excuse
that?
Excuse me? Man, there's the wink at the PG-13, kids. Turn away. Ryan Wiggins
Corn
is a bad
like
influence.
The food? No, with a K, man. Backwards R.
Wait, before we take a break, should Brad get his dog a leg brace if it's going to make his dog feel better?
Nah.
What?
It just shows too much weakness.
We had a moment when you guys were talking, and I said, "Well, either way, he looks weak." He goes, "Answering to his wife, or getting a dog
peer pressure, or getting health care for his dog." Either way,
Ethan, should he get a dog a leg brace if it's going to help the dog?
Yeah, do it. I guess I'm weak. Do it
in Ryan's eyes, but I mean, look at Ryan.
Look at Ryan.
And you're looking at the left side of his face.
Ryan's
you're getting the good
health.
Side.
Yeah,
I'm getting the bad side.
I got the good view over here. Just look at it.
So, Ryan, you better not be going to get your leg worked on.
Yeah, I'm going to the chiropractor 2 days in a row
literally,
for my bum knee.
Last night, he literally says that he's like, I slept last night with a knee brace, and I got to go see the doctor tonight about my knee. I'm like, okay, old man.
I
lift
all of a sudden. It's like, I got to sleep with a knee brace.
You know what? Right now, at the teacher's lounge at your wife's school, it's like, I don't know if I should get my husband a knee brace. It makes me look weak.
Kind of be a sign of weakness.
He's going to be walking around Christmas with a cane, and he's only 52.
Yeah, a candy cane. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Wiggins.
Oh, God.
Wiggins?
Did you say Wiggins?
No, I thought he said Wiggins.
I thought he said two.
Get the dog a
knee
brace.
Man, you can tell. We're about checked out.
About. Dude, we are gone. And we're glad you're here with us.
Yeah.
Let's stop caring about work all at the same time. If you were at work right now, you were either cramming for something that you should have done earlier.
Yeah, like fruitcake.
Or you're just looking at the clock and you're watching us on YouTube or you're listening to us on the Odyssey app and you're just waiting for time to pass. So thank you for passing that time with us.
It's like passing a stone.
Brian. I was going to rap, and now what am I supposed to say?
It was beautiful.
Go think about what you've done.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh,
interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels. Sing
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The YouTube live chat poll for today is, which cast member's favorite song is the best? That's mine. Oh, Come All You Faithful. We had Silent Night was picked by Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Holy Night by Ethan, and God Rest You Merry Gentlemen by Brad. And we want to know what you think out of those four. Which of our favorites is your favorite? If you have another favorite that you would like to share with us, please come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Vote and then leave a comment. Janine said, I chose Oh Holy Night, but like Annie, I love Little Drummer Boy by King and Country. It rocks. If I were picking one song by one artist, that would be in the running for best rendition of a, because I really like the Little Drummer Boy too. The O Come All You Faithful one is just, because of what we discussed in the beginning of the hour, is a personal one to me. Can we do a little more Ask Us Anything? Next question?
Yes, we can.
Favorite Christmas cookie?
Does it have to, like, any,
it's a cookie that's on a Christmas cookie tray, but it doesn't have to have red and green sprinkles. You can advocate for it being a Christmas cookie if you want.
Snickerdoodle.
Uh-huh. Maybe I should bake some of those for Monday.
It's the only time of year I eat those. Although, I like a lot of the Christmas cookies that have... We did this last year. We did put a Rolo on it. Annie with Mike Elam.
Find that. Pull it up.
I will. Speaking of the plural for some, absolutely no reason. We.
The royal we.
Me and myself. We love to have anything with candy on it, which is a lot of Christmas cookies.
M&M's.
Yeah, M&M's. Although I don't love pretzels on them. People do that a lot. Yeah, it's not candy.
But if with a Rolo, a pretzel's a good ad.
Do you have it? I agree.
I think so.
I think I have it too.
I would say my favorite Christmas cookie, I just really like the shortbread cookies with icing that you can get all year round, but mm-hmm. they're definitely used to decorate. My daughter makes the best kind, and she got that recipe from my mother-in-law. I also love my grandma's ginger snap cookies, which I have the recipe for and make at Christmas time. They're really soft gingerbread cookies, and most of the time gingerbread cookies are crispy, crunchy, but mm-hmm. I like them soft. What's your favorite?
It's those ginger snaps you were just talking about.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Soft or crunchy?
The soft ones. Your grandma's recipe specifically.
Oh, did I bring them in?
Yeah, you brought them in. I tried them, and they are great.
All right. Well, maybe Monday we'll try to bring in some ginger snaps, and that's what they are. They're not gingerbread cookies. They're ginger snaps. But they're not snappy. They're soft. Mm. And snickerdoodles. I make good snickerdoodles. We'll maybe do that.
Okay.
Will you guys eat them if I bring them in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Put a Rolo on it.
Christmas party, and you don't know what to bring? Remember this simple advice. Put a Rolo on it. Take anything you've got and put a Rolo on it for the easiest dessert imaginable.
A pretzel?
Put a Rolo on it.
A cornflake?
Put a Rolo on it.
What about a chip?
Put a Rolo on it.
Toast, maybe?
Put a Rolo on it. A Rolo is a dessert by itself. That's what's so great about put a Rolo on it. You're not really doing that much.
But you do have to unwrap each individual Rolo.
That's not that hard.
So I could just unwrap Rolos and put them on a platter? That's technically putting them on something.
Yes. Now, if you want to get really fancy, then put an M&M on the Rolo.
That's brilliant.
Yes, it is. Because it's just candy. But you still get credit for making something. So take my advice and put a Rolo on it.
That's got to make the special this year.
Mike Elam.
That was great.
Mike Elam.
Yep. I just gave that script to him and said,
he just went to town on it.
Yeah.
He did great.
I think Mike Elam was very, very happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He might be listening right now.
Hey, hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Jackie says, is that Elam? It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Brad, do you have another one?
Oh,
I do.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Ryan.
If you're going
to... struggling with the board over here, guys.
The rigors of this job, physically taxing.
If it actually is for him. He has to reach...
He's doing a lot of
like,
things.
...far with both hands.
I've got a pretty good wingspan, but man,
yeah,
it ain't enough.
Brad's the only person during the show who's doing anything other than just talking.
So the question is, if you get a massage, do you prefer a guy or a girl?
Like a professional massage?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. Ooh, my shoulders hurt.
Not like around the office.
Zero. Don't care. Just want them to know how to do their job.
Take whatever?
Yeah. No. Skills. Yeah. I don't discriminate on gender, but you got to be skilled.
Okay.
I have Tanya. She is in Bethalto, I think. There is a really great health and wellness place in Bethalto, and Tanya is the best, and I love her, and I need to go see her. And she's just a little petite woman, and she knows exactly what she's doing. So I have no problem with it. But, I mean, if you're asking the question I think you're asking for, I have a male OBGYN. So I'm not gonna be like, no on the male massage. Yeah, I know.
TMI.
Yeah, I knew. Well, you shouldn't be weirded out by it. Your OBGYN's male, too.
No, I don't have that.
It's ma'am.
Mine is in a truck in Sauge.
At a Democrat convention.
And they pay you.
That's not my experience.
Okay. For me, I do feel a little weird when it's a guy. But I'm going to get...
Have you had a professional massage by a dude?
I think so. It's been so long.
What do you mean you think so?
It's been so long since I've had a massage that it's hard to remember.
Wait. You're saying it's possible that in your lifetime a man has massaged you?
Yes. Yeah, it's possible. But I don't know. I really can't remember.
What?
He went to Carbondale. It's a party school.
Yeah.
If you're drinking heavily before you get a massage, it is not a professional. That is a date.
No, that's not true. Not with a bagel cart guy.
What?
If you know. The massages I've gotten have typically been on a random vacation with my wife, where we decide last minute, oh yeah, let's go do a couples massage.
Couples massage?
So I don't remember. I really don't.
There is no way. That, you know what happened? You got a massage by a man and you blacked it out.
It's possible. I mean, the trauma probably does exist somewhere there.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it a professional establishment?
I would tell you if I knew. I don't know.
Texting
I don't
your know wife if there's. Right now.
Yeah, you can ask her.
I'm gonna talk to my best friend.
If she remembers, I'll be amazed. But do you have any sort of preference here, Brad?
Has Ryan ever had a massage professionally by a man? ? It's for the show. Period.
I would prefer not to get a massage. I cannot think of anything.
No massage at all.
I hate them. I've had one in my life. Will never have another one.
Really?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Oh, man.
It's the best thing in the whole world.
There's a place off of Olive Street that's like in St. Louis that's like a bunch of Asian restaurants, and there's a massage place there that does just feet. It is great.
Mm.
And I don't remember if it was a guy or girl. That might have been a guy, actually. I don't know. But again, man, there's so many jokes. But I'm like, we're on 97.1 though. This isn't the bar with the guys.
Hey, Ethan, will you keep this out of the Christmas special, please? We're desperate. We're not that desperate.
The segment's over, is it?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to defile this song now.
Yeah.
We need a clean break.
Yeah.
Clean break. Don't talk.